you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Okay, Zach. It's Linda Magna.
Hey, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Zach. I'm trying to stay center so I don't act all frazzled by the time I get in there. Okay, Zach. That's basically my... You know, Zach, I'm just really old school. Kind of like backwoods woman, even though I have my college degree and everything. I just try to pay everything cash. I just keep getting into people for, you know, when I had the heart attack 3 years ago, the medical bills were in the collection, but right. I'm going to be paying off those. Nobody even bothers me whatsoever on that bit. I just like you. My brother had died during this time, too. He's my best friend, so
you know, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Bomb. No, I'm sure he was a great person. Yeah, just bomb, 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 you know, being dropped on me and then finding out that
it only makes you stronger.
Yeah, it did make me a stronger person. And when I found out that he died, my honey trainer told me that he had committed suicide the day before. You know, I got dressed up and I went out to dinner, and I just felt like a total peace that, look, it's been 5 years,
right.
And now I'm not going to be able to get the money today. So I went ahead and pulled myself up by the bootstrap,
right.
And decided to reorganize and re-strategize and... You know, I just feel blessed because 2 months of going back to work, I'm just on top of it, and now I want to pick up the pieces. I'm going to go talk to the governor of our state, Mary Fallon, because everybody knows he's a crook. All
right.
His secrets are now out in the open. And now that all these families that invested, he also was a supposed financial planner.
Oh,
well,
no.
If you punch in his name, Zach Kermit, like the frog Milburn, M-I-L-B-U-R-N, you know, 5 years later, I got to see what he looks like.
Uh-huh.
And I finally got to see what he looks like. And that's all I wanted to see. He wouldn't appear in court, had one of his flunky lawyers bite me. They didn't realize how strong I was going to be, you know, because they thought I was, like, dumb like everybody else. His track record is that he exhausts you of all your money to where you just give up. Well,
yeah.
I never gave up, you know?
And that was, that was probably,
the money.
That was probably their intention, too, is just try to keep working it, and getting delays and appeals until, you know, you ran out of money. Good thing you held them to it.
Well, but here's the thing, Zach, without interrupting you, I had 3 different lawyers that didn't do their job. You know, I'm not cutting you down in case you have a family member that's an attorney.
No,
and
I don't.
A lot of attorneys, they're expert liars. I mean, they're even trained in law school. Never admit, confess, you know?
All right, well, my best friend is a lawyer, so I know the protocol as far as how they operate.
They lie, dude. I mean,
yeah. They're good at it. They're real good at it.
They're really good. Well, anyway, my only question to all 3 different lawyers that didn't know each other is, how is he able to practice law when it's clearly, see, Cleveland County, when they did the abstracting, I was wondering what was taking so long. We were scheduled to, well, that kid's daddy co-signed for him. They put $30,000 out the bank. They didn't get to move in. And all my construction, everything, he even moved a new person in. Well,
mm-hmm.
He's dead. They're not going to be able to sell that. I mean, all my appliances, everything is in that house.
Oh.
So it must be essentially a homeless person. They told me to go get an extended stay, which I did because I don't believe in renting.
Right.
Zach, I've been having to live like that for 5 years of my life.
Unreal.
Yes, unreal. So it made me a better person. I mean, I did rent on a month-to-month some places when I explained to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have the physical evidence, so it's like, duh, it's public record. You know, it makes it look like your house was in foreclosure.
Yeah.
I don't have anything going to foreclosure. I have credit with a Chickasha Bank and Trust because I'm so unconventional, you know, now, that they gave me a loan when nobody believed in me on 40 acres. It was conventional mm-hmm. lending. I paid off 2 30-year mortgages in 16 months.
Nice. That's pretty unheard of.
Yeah. He's now the president of the bank, and he told me, Linda, if you ever need a loan, you let us know. You know, I just went back to work, babe, and he's just trying to explain all that, you know, conventional lending, la, 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 you have to explain all that stuff. So just to let you know, I am a little bit unconventional, you know?
Okay.
I mean, I don't have, like, a company that shows, like, pay stuff to me.
I'm sorry to cut you off. You do have a business a checking account, though, correct?
What I did was, I went back to work 2 months ago. I just did it as a Chase personal account.
Okay.
Chase a personal account and my Square. I have my company name, my clinic name, I Feel Great Massage Center, is registered with the state of Oklahoma, Secretary of State. You know, in the midst of all this, when I took my sabbatical before, there's a man that claims that he owns my company out of Washington.
What?
So when I call the Secretary of State, it might come back to a practice. I mean, I've kept my license up to date, you know, this whole time for the past 2 years, even though I decided to do independent consulting, like with restaurants and beauty shops and things like that.
Right.
You know, because I'm experienced and help them set up their massage businesses and stuff that, you know, that just, like, takes so long to get paid, you know?
Right, right. Like, what, 90 days or net 60, net 90?
Oh, God. And just, like, constantly in and out of companies, shaking hands. One company hired me to do marketing for their filling restaurant, but I found my client, he went and came in, it's a rich family named an Oklahoma, and he bought it. So, yeah, that's what I need. I'd like to be able to buy that Homo FedEx truck. They've already taken all the decals off, so this is like a blank bus, you know, and my friend just acquired it 6 months ago. It's a Mercedes made for Dodge Ram.
Right.
And it would be nice, Zach, for me to operate out of, you know, for now, like, instead of coming into people's houses. I don't like coming into people's houses, but, you know, sometimes it protects me. Like, you check in, so that way they know where you're at. So if you're not out, you know, the police will be called all over those people's property.
Right, right.
So that's what I love about it.
Gotcha. So I got to ask you this. So we typically, I know that you're unconventional, but we typically, when we work with businesses, there needs to be a business bank account in place.
That's fine. I can go ahead and do that because I used to have a business account. Mm-hmm. That is no problem. I just go to Chase.
Okay.
And I just open up a business account. But for now, when I went back to work, I just went ahead and just did it as a personal account.
Okay. Do your checks say I Feel Good or have your business title on them or anything like that?
No. It just says Linda Baxter. Yeah, my business account uses Linda Baxter DBA I Feel Great Massage Center.
Oh, that says it on your checks?
Yeah. But remember, I closed my business account, so I'll just go there and reopen it. It's no big deal. They can have a routing number for that. Chase has all of that right there in-house.
Okay. So because the reason I ask is this. Okay. There's a couple things that we need to look at to see what we can make available for the business, and one of those would be 6 months of business bank statements to verify cash flow for the business. But again, I can shoot this all to you in an email. And we'd want to look at a tax return, most recent one, to verify sales. As well as ownership. And then if you had any other current loans out, you know, we'd want information on that as well.
Okay, sure. Yeah, if you could go ahead and put your criteria on what you're needing from me, and I'll go ahead and get that situated. So it looks like that I have to sit out for about 6 months, huh?
Three.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so that would be the minimum that we would need. And then,
sounds wonderful.
I'll put everything in an email for you, my direct dial, and I'll pre-fill. I know that you filled out an application online, but we do need a wet signature as well. So I'm going to go ahead and pre-fill out an application for you, and the only thing that you would have to do is sign at the bottom to make that easier for you. Because the wet signature, you know, allows us to go through the process when we do. It gives us permission, basically, to, you know.
Zach, I better get off the phone because there's more than one person that almost got into an accident in front of me. So
no problem.
It's getting pretty dangerous here with this cutoff.
Let's talk tomorrow.
Zach, send everything to my P.O. Box, P.O. Box 73. I bought three building lots at a country club and resort in Burneyville.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm getting ready to build an off-grid cabin, but. Yeah,
sure. I can actually email everything to you as well. I have the Miss Saigon USA at gmail.com.
Yeah, okay. You can just make everything very, very simple for me. Like bullet everything. I need this, and this. Okay, and I'll make sure you get all that. All right.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
If I don't answer the phone, that's because I'm in a session.
No problem.
Okay, and it goes to voicemail.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.